Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
And Julia, we were going to talk a little bit about wholehearted living and go into a bit of detail, but we've been so wholehearted on the show today that we've actually lost a few minutes and we don't have as much time as we'd hoped to talk about it.
No, we definitely had to learn how to be Teflon and go, be calm, be calm. How? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well and truly. And so... wholehearted living, though, and we're just going to introduce it, and we'll actually talk about it on another show, is a really interesting concept, and it's about being in integrity where every part of your life, mind, heart, soul, and actions, plus your relationships, if you're in one, are moving in the same direction, and man, would that make life easy.
It really, really would, and it sounds really good, but kind of complicated. How complicated is it?
It's, I remember years ago in a previous job in a previous life is one of my clients turned around. She said, I always call it the golden triangle. She goes, it's your money, your job and your relationships. And she goes, I can never get the golden triangle to be succinct all at the same time. And I think it is quite hard because what happens is we get focused on one area or we get focused on a couple of areas of our lives. And to get all three pinging along can be a little difficult sometimes, especially we've got really busy lives.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, we're moving and we're growing and we're experiencing things and maybe the people around us haven't realised that we're changing and then we can't quite seem to fit back in with the people around us sometimes and because we've got a different perspective on things and that can be quite tricky as well. So it's all about trying to balance our inner selves and our work and our wants and our desires and all of that kind of thing as well, I think.
I think that's a really interesting point, actually, Amy, because when that happens, when you find yourself moving away from people or you just don't fit in somewhere anymore, it's not a wrongness. It just means that your energy's changed or you've grown in a different direction and maybe you need to align yourself with different people. And actually, that can be scary and really exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
So your sister would have gone through that when she went to the footy with you the other day.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And it was quite interesting for me because, for me, football is a very important part of my life. But I realised after I went with her that it's kind of always been my thing. And it was quite interesting to share it and open myself in that way to people who don't really understand it. And she was really open and we had an amazing time and it was heaps and heaps of fun. But, yeah, it was interesting for me to actually be different in that way and be comfortable being different and being loud and getting into it and not being embarrassed because that's something I love and just get into it. And she got into it too and it was, yeah, it was just amazing fun.
So you would have unleashed the footy beast within.
Yes. And I was saying to the lovely Zoe, who's on next, that, you know, it's like the 3 hours of therapy. You kind of you go to the football and you can be all loud and a little obnoxious and, you know, get the passion on. And then you go back to normality and switch it all off again. So for me, it's, you know, it's quite addictive having that connection. So I really enjoy it. And hopefully we'll talk about that more next week. And I hope you've all enjoyed the show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week. Have a great week.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.